Let's get a COVID update for you first tonight. A single case of COVID has been found in Sydney today in a man who worked as a driver, including for international flight crew. So there are a number of alerts in place in the city's eastern suburbs, including a movie session at Bondi Junction on Sunday afternoon, but there's no indication of wider spread in the city at this stage. While in Victoria, they are breathing a sigh of relief as lockdown restrictions were eased further today. Amid signs the state is inching closer to zero community cases of COVID-19. But it will be another week before things are expected to return to normal in Melbourne, with more than 50 cases active there now, including a nurse and residents isolating in an inner city apartment building. Jane Lee has this report.
Victoria's acting Premier James Molino looked happy to be fronting the press with some good news at the tail end of the state's fourth COVID-19 lockdown.
Victoria is at its best when we are all together. And I know that we've all been waiting to see those people and those places that we love, which is why I'm very, very pleased to confirm that on the advice of the Chief Health Officer, the metropolitan border and the 25-kilometre limit will be removed and the state will come back together from 11:59pm tomorrow night.
From midnight tomorrow, up to 2 visitors and their dependents can visit Melbourne households, and up to 5 can visit homes with their dependents in regional Victoria. Outside, groups of 20 can gather in Melbourne and up to 50 in regional Victoria. For those who might be planning a trip to the ski fields, beware. You'll have to get tested for COVID-19 within 72 hours of leaving Melbourne and provide a text message confirmation of a negative result before you'll be allowed to enter. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says this is to prevent similar super spreader events that occurred throughout Europe and in popular ski resorts in Canada last year.
Significant clusters have occurred because of all of those combinations that I've talked about so many times, indoors, post-exertion, no mask wearing, with strangers, and that combination of cold and humidity that all come together to make it a higher risk environment. So it's a small thing to help manage that significant risk.
Professor Sutton says masks will now only need to be worn outdoors if you can't safely socially distance from others. They'll still need to be worn indoors, however, including on public transport, at work and in shops. Gyms will be allowed to reopen for the first time since the lockdown began, and Melbourne hospitality venues will be able to host up to 25 people indoors before density limits apply. And community sport is back on for all ages in Melbourne, but most spectators are still not allowed to attend.
I think the risk is going down by increments week by week. We are running down these last cases. They are linked. We have linked previous cases. We're not seeing cases of unknown acquisition that we can't find any source for. So by increments, the risk is going down for sure.
3 new cases of COVID-19 in Victoria were revealed on Wednesday. 2 were family members of residents of an apartment building in Southbank near Melbourne's CBD. The 3rd was a nurse on a COVID-19 hospital ward in Epping in Melbourne's northern suburbs. Professor Sutton says the nurse had received at least 1 dose of a COVID-19 vaccine when she tested positive.
We will see it from time to time. The vaccine provides protection. It's an absolute must. It's a must for healthcare workers, but it is not a perfect solution for protecting oneself. And so that Tier 3 PPE is still a recommendation for Melbourne and Victoria right through this period. The N95 masks are that additional protection.
Still, Victoria's COVID commander, Jerome Wymer, remained upbeat about the progress the state had made in running down its latest outbreaks after a fortnight in lockdown.
We're now at a point where we can see over the last 7 days or so the number of cases coming down, the number of sites becoming far more controlled, the number of new exposure sites becoming more controlled, but we still have more work to do.
It's likely to be another week before restrictions will ease further across the state. Victoria's Chief Health Officer encouraged everyone to get tested at the first sign of symptoms.
All of those other things that we're talking about, checking in with your QR code, getting tested at the first signs or symptoms, and other COVID-safe behaviours are really critical right through this period, because we know people huddle indoors, we know people will have coughs and colds and might dismiss it. So we do need to just bear in mind that the risk will be quite high through the winter period until we can get high vaccination coverage.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton, Jane Lee, our reporter.